We're joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Kalee Rodrigues on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Well, a tough night on Friday against, the big bully on the block, Ankeny Christian. I guess take us through that. It seemed like it was semi-close early, and then they made a run that really just kind of took you out of the game.
And we just don't have good second quarters. The plan was, which is probably wasn't even a plan. It was more like, hey, we're going to throw something at you that we pray you haven't seen before, and it works a little bit. The plan was to pack it in. They had, like, three guys shooting the three over 40%. So my plan was, well, they're bigger than us. We're the smallest team in the conference, I'm pretty sure. I don't have one kid over 6 feet tall. I might have one, like, with shoes on, but the plan was to, like, you know, they had four guys that shoot it well. Was to let everybody else shoot the three. Problem was those other guys got hot with like people in their face. Like one of the guys turns around and goes, what do you do? I was like, do what you're doing is what it is. The thing that really beat us up was not the fact that they shot it well, because they shot it well. Is we handled the press pretty good in the opening minutes when they came out, but we made turnovers. And when I say turnovers, they weren't like your normal, I get trapped or I make a bad decision in the backcourt. It was more like, oh, we beat the press. I've got two guys wide open in the front court, and I hit him in the head, or I throw it at the backboard, or I pass it to the ref because I get going too fast out of control and I have no idea what I'm doing. I just throw it in the vicinity of space. So we didn't press last night because the game was just a little too fast. And I was just – they transitioned well. Like, I thought their team last year was good. I think this team might be a little bit better just because of how offensively great they are. Defensively, if you can get them out of transition, it's probably their only weakness that I could think of. And in our conference, their size is going to beat everybody. So that's the one thing. But they are so well coached, and they play really, really good. But my boys battled really, really hard. We packed it in. We went to man because, you know, my assistant coaches, we got to try. We had real success with that last night, not really ever doing it other than in practice with, you know, man principles and all our sets. Offensively, we got a lot of good shots. We had a moral victory last night. I've been coaching against those guys for my second year. That's the first time we scored 40 points. That was a win. In the words of my wife, we've kind of changed the season this year from winning to more so. We're going to have fun. We're going to be good teammates. We're going to be physical, and we're going to be competitive. And if we can be good teammates, good energy, be physical, we'll be competitive. And we were probably having the most fun in the gym last night being down 40. At one point, my wife said, people are laughing about how much fun you guys were having. Like, don't they know they're down 40? We didn't care. And I think we do enough of that, we will be in some games, we'll win some games, we'll lose some close games, but it's going to be one heck of a ride this year. And I really think that change for me being more like, hey, let's make a culture versus I was very, hey man, I wanted my 16 wins. We've talked about it before on air, off air. I really wanted those. Doesn't mean they won't come. It just means they're going to come in a different way, and that's not a priority right now.
Well, and, you know, some coaches will say, okay, I want to win every game, and I know every coach wants to win every game, but there are some games where the coach just kind of says, okay, the score is not going to matter tonight. Was that last night? You know, okay, hey, just ignore the score. Here, you know, you guys did. I was happy with what you guys did on the court, no matter what the score was.
Yes, but I think that's going to be our motto for the rest of the season. Don't worry about the score, because if we execute, we do the things that we're supposed to do, the score will take care of itself. Don't got to worry about it. We haven't talked about it yet, but like our loss to Mormon Trail, where we were winning most of the game, was a lack of execution. So if we can, you know, lack of execution, no energy, you know, we weren't being great teammates with each other, and we've totally fixed that. We had a nice team meeting, and we're all on the same page, and we're locked in. And, you know, that's, you win close games. You win close games by execution, energy, and, you know, being good teammates, cheering on even when we make mistakes. And we were just upset. I know I didn't send you the full stat line, but against Mormon Trail, this is going to make you laugh. We missed 23 layups in huddle assists, which, you know, you can argue with numbers, that 57% of those were uncontested. And we lost by four. So that was a whole, we were all beating ourselves up about the layups. We were so frustrated, making excuses for why we couldn't make layups. And I said, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. You make it, no problem. You miss it, no problem. You got the next one. And that's kind of where we were at last night. And I think that's going to carry us on and make us just such a better basketball team. You know me, and I told the boys I'm 100% energy. As you hear me on the phone, you still haven't seen me work to the point where I'm obnoxiously energetic. I told the guys, hey, for 32 minutes by myself, it's really hard. I need you guys to help me. And I think they finally understand why. I've told them time and time again, we're not the most talented. We're not the biggest team. But, man, we're going to beat you in let's go effort. And that keeps us in games. You know, those teams are fun to watch. Those let's go teams, they're also very annoying because they're obnoxious. And I told the boys, it's okay to be obnoxious if you're doing it for the right reasons. And energy is what I believe in. Energy is what I preach. And energy in my mind, and you've been doing this for a long time, it can sway a game, it can sway a season, it can sway your life. And I think energy, like I said, all gas, no break. Like I said, there is no break in the energy. It's got to be all gas. Was that going to be successful for this program in a couple years? No, because I may not have the same personnel, but it's always going to be energy. Energy, energy, energy. And when you run out of energy, we're going to get another battery and get you some more energy. That's just kind of how I'm feeling.
You look towards the final two games of the 2025 calendar of the season, what do you want to see from your team? You know, Murray on Tuesday, Colfax Mingo on Friday.
Pretty much the same things I just said. I want to see good teammates, great energy, be physical. That'll make us competitive. Because we've already got the consistency done, like I told you. Routine builds consistency, and consistency builds wins. Well, in our state, it's competitiveness now. Because we are more competitive than we were last year. We're more competitive than we were the year before. And we are just getting better fundamentally. And a lot of this is just as we've always talked, you know, it's hard to get kids in the offseason because they all play multiple sports and you want to give them their fair time with those sports. This is just stuff that we're going to be learning more through the season. Hopefully we get more guys in the offseason that come in. And this is just stuff that's going to build over time. I mean, I never get to talk about them, but my JV squad gets beat up by these guys, so then when they get to be on varsity next year, they'll get beat up on those guys, and then I think we're going to have a very competitive program. Like, we may not win a whole bunch of games or championships or nothing, but we're going to have, like I said, we're going to be great teammates, we're going to be energetic, and all the games going forward, outside of games like this, where, like you said, hey, man, keep it close, keep it under 100, you know, we're going to be competitive, and we're fun to watch right now. Either way, even when we're losing, we're fun to watch. So I think we just keep doing what we're doing. And I heard a podcast the other day, and he's not wrong. It was trust the process. Just trust the process, because you never know when the process is going to work. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But when it works, you're going to be like, dang, all that stuff I did actually worked. And right now you can see the process working. And I think that's why the boys are getting frustrated. I was getting frustrated because you see it working. And we still, you know, got a lot to work on. And I just think, trust the process. And I say it again, if we can be good teammates, lots of energy, physical, we'll be fine. And it'll make us competitive. And to your question, as I kind of just avoided it, was two competitive games with teams, I think, at our skill level, that we should have good games with, fun games with. Colfax, I'm really glad we get to play them, because last year we didn't get to play them because of weather. And it's just nice, like I told you, to have more home games this year. I think last year when I was talking to you at this point, we'd only had one. So it's nice to have three. Hopefully win a home game so far. That would be nice. Win our first home game. That would be fantastic.
All right. Best of luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you later.
I appreciate you.
That's Kalee Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.